Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is Trustworthy AI in the Agentic Lakehouse, From Concurrency to Governance. In one line, it argues we need database-grade safety and traceability as AI agents start reading and writing inside our lakehouses. Why now? Because agentic systems are moving from chat to action, data and compute are converging in the lakehouse, and teams need real governance and audit trails to keep things safe. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams are wiring up agents in notebooks and orchestrators to pull data from the lakehouse, call tools, and sometimes push results back. That's where it gets messy. Two agents write to the same table at once, and you get race conditions or half-finished updates. There's usually no clean transaction boundary, so rollback is manual and painful. When something looks off in a dashboard, you can't answer basic questions like, which agent changed this, with what prompt, using which tool and model version. Governance is also thin. No policy checks before an agent touches PII, no cost guardrails, and approvals are ad hoc. The result is finger-pointing during incidents and compliance asking for lineage we don't have. People want Git-like history and database-like safety for agent actions, not just logs sprinkled across services.
So you're saying agents are now first-class writers, not just readers. And without audit trails and safe concurrency, teams can't trust the outputs or undo mistakes quickly. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Because agents have grown up. We've moved from a single chat call to multi-step tool-using, sometimes multi-agent workflows that plan, read, and write. The moment agents mutate shared data, you need the same controls we rely on in databases and data platforms: concurrency management, transactions, and provenance. On top of that, model behavior has to be auditable. Prompts, context, tool calls, model versions, even cost and latency budgets, so you can reproduce and explain decisions. The lakehouse is a natural foundation since it unifies storage and metadata with transactional semantics. The paper's idea is to add an agentic layer that coordinates actions, enforces policies before writes, captures lineage for every step, and gives you the ability to roll back or sandbox changes. It's timely because the orchestration complexity and the risk surface expanded fast once agents started acting, not just answering. At a high level, the paper proposes an agentic lakehouse. You keep your lakehouse for storage and ACID tables, but add an agent-aware control plane. That control plane has four pillars. First, an agent orchestrator interface that any framework can call to declare an intent plan, reads, tool calls, and writes, before execution. Second, a concurrency transaction manager that gives agents snapshot isolation, detect and retry on conflicts, and explicit begin, commit, rollback semantics so writes are atomic. Third, a provenance layer that records every step, prompts, retrieved context, tool inputs, outputs, model version, cost, and links those to the exact table versions touched. Fourth, a governance policy engine that evaluates guardrails pre-commit, PII checks, schema contracts, approval workflows, cost, latency budgets. Compared to prior work, classic lakehouses track data lineage but not agent behavior, and agent stacks handle orchestration but treat writes as side effects. This merges them so agent actions become first-class, auditable transactions with controlled concurrency.
So basically, you're putting a safety harness on agents when they touch shared data. They announce what they plan to do, the system checks the rules, it runs with proper isolation, and you can undo or audit afterward. Imagine a team of analysts launching an enrichment agent that updates a products table. It would run in a sandboxed branch, pass a PII check, then get merged with a clear history of who, what prompt, and which model changed what. Mark, what would this change in actual usage?
Day to day, it removes a lot of guesswork. In a notebook, I'd start an agent session tied to a project and data set. Before anything writes, I hit dry run and see a plan, which tables it will read write, expected diffs, and cost. If that passes policy, I commit. It lands in a staging branch. I can open a data change request that a teammate reviews, like a PR for tables, then merge to prod. If a dashboard looks weird, I click the cell and jump straight to the agent run that modified that column with the exact prompt and tool output. That kills the who touched this thread. The trade-off is you need discipline, tag sensitive columns, define policies, and teach people to run through the planned commit steps instead of ad hoc writes.
Put differently, you're turning chaotic agent edits into structured, reviewable changes with an audit trail. Jamie, where does this sit with tools people already use? Airflow or Dagster for pipelines, MLflow for experiments, and vector databases like Weaviate. Are we replacing those or plugging in?
It plugs in. Think of it as a transactional gateway plus a provenance policy service. Your orchestrator, Airflow Dagster Flyte, calls the Agentic Lakehouse SDK or REST API instead of writing directly. Sequences: begin session, submit plan, get policy verdict, execute with snapshot reads, then commit or rollback. MLflow remains for model training slash experiments. You'd crosslink, and agent run references the MLflow run and the table versions. For vector DBs, the idea is to treat embedding writes as governed side effects. Either write through the gateway so it records provenance, or register connectors that enforce policies before ingest. On storage, this leans on Delta Iceberg Hudi for ACID and time travel. Rollback is just reverting to a prior table version. Isolation is snapshot reads with optimistic concurrency and automatic retries on conflicts. You can deploy it alongside your lakehouse in the same cloud. No need to rip out existing orchestrators.
So in practice, you keep your pipelines and your experiment tracker, but any agent that writes goes through this gateway, so you get safe commits and traceability. Mark, what would teams need to line up infra, roles, and a bit of org hygiene to make this work smoothly?
Infra-wise, you need ACID tables in your lakehouse, Delta Iceberg Hudi, plus a metadata catalog and a policy engine like Unity Catalog, Ranger, or OPA. On the app side, pick your agent framework, LangGraph, OpenAI Assistance, or your own, and swap direct writes for the gateway's begin commit API. Org-wise, define a few policies up front: no PII leaves dev, schema checks on critical tables, and cost caps per run. Set up service accounts and project scopes. Give datasets clear owners. We added a weekly 15-minute review looking at lineage dashboards to catch drift. Training is light but important. Analysts learn to read the plan, request approvals for high-impact changes, and use rollback. Gotchas. Expect a bit of latency from policy checks, tune policies so they're not overly strict at first, and put prompts policies under version control with CI so changes don't surprise people.
Great, that gives us the mechanics and the day-to-day impact. Next, let's make it real with concrete scenarios and see what the paper reports on performance and safety. We'll do a simple analyst workflow and then a more advanced multi-agent setup and tie both back to the under-the-hood constraints and results.
Use case one is the everyday analyst flow. I open a shared notebook, hit start govern session, and pick the project scope and dataset. I draft a prompt like enrich missing product categories using the catalog API. Before anything runs, I click dry run. The UI shows a plan, reads from products V2, writes to products V2 staging, calls the catalog tool 412 times, estimated cost $3.20. It also flags columns that are sensitive. If policies pass, I run it. The agent executes in a sandbox branch. I get a visual diff. 1,184 rows updated, 37 rows skipped due to low confidence. I add a short note and open a data change request. A teammate reviews the diff in lineage, leaves a comment on a suspicious transformation. The agent suggests a fix. We rerun just that step, then merge to prod. If we spot an issue later, I click rollback to version N1 and it reverts cleanly because the write was a single transaction.
So basically, the analyst gets a preview, the system checks the rules, the change is reviewed like a code PR, and you can cleanly undo it if needed. That's the simple single agent case.
Use case two is where it shines. A multi-agent pipeline. Picture a demand forecast agent updating a forecast table hourly, a pricing agent that reads that forecast plus inventory to propose price changes, and a marketing agent that drafts copy based on the new prices. All three could touch overlapping datasets. We put each agent behind the gateway. The forecast agent writes to forecast staging with a confidence score. The pricing agent subscribes to a policy that requires confidence 0.8 and no PII exposure, then writes to prices staging with an approval required during business hours. the marketing agent only reads from the latest committed prices. If the forecast agent lands a change while the pricing agent is mid-run, the pricing agent hits a conflict, auto-retries on a fresh snapshot, or escalates for human review if the diff is large. We cap the total API spend per hour and allow automatic rollback if CTR drops after a price push. Jamie, can you connect those steps to what the paper proposes under the hood?
Sure. Each agent starts with begin session and declares an intent plan, the reads, tools, and candidate rights. The control plane gives the agent a snapshot timestamp so all reads are consistent. Rights go to isolated branches, and the transaction manager uses optimistic concurrency. If the underlying table version changed since the plan, it triggers a detect and retry rather than letting you clobber someone else's work. Policies evaluate pre-commit, schema constraints, data quality thresholds, PII scanners, cost latency budgets, and even time of day approval rules. Provenance captures the full chain: the prompt, tool calls, model version, embeddings used, table versions read and written. When the pricing agent retries after a forecast update, its lineage explicitly links to the new forecast version, so you can always explain which forecast drove which price. And the rollback you mentioned is just reverting table versions plus restoring the agent run state, because the changes landed as atomic commits.
Before we get starry-eyed, Jamie, what are the constraints and trade-offs the authors call out?
A few big ones. Prerequisites. You need ACID tables and time travel in your lake house. Think Delta, Iceberg, or Hootie, and a rich catalog with column-level metadata so policies and lineage are meaningful. The trust model assumes agents are semi-trusted but constrained by the gateway. It doesn't magically make prompts safe. Prompt injection and data exfiltration still need classic guardrails and sandboxing. On performance, policy evaluation, branching, and provenance capture add overhead. Great for batch interactive notebooks, less suited to sub-second serving paths. Concurrency semantics are snapshot isolation with optimistic retries. Good for write-like contention patterns, but hot tables under heavy concurrent writes may need queuing or coarse-grained locks. Storage costs can rise with more table versions and lineage artifacts. Threat model-wise, they're focused on integrity and accountability, not adversarial agents. Future work includes stronger formal guarantees on plans and policies, standardized schemas for lineage, deeper integration with external policy engines, and more comprehensive benchmarks for throughput, cost, and failure recovery.
Put simply, you need the plumbing in place. This won't fix prompt safety by itself, and you trade a bit of speed and storage for traceability and control. It's great for notebooks and pipelines, not for real-time ad servers. Mark, on the org side, what changes, roles, onboarding, monitoring, make this stick?
Three things. Roles: name data owners for key tables, designate agent maintainers, and set approvers for high-impact writes. Onboarding: give a one-pager and a 30-minute walkthrough on reading the plan screen, requesting approvals, and doing rollbacks. Put policies and prompts in version control with CI checks. Runbooks and monitoring: a lineage dashboard per domain, alerts on policy violations and high retry rates, and a weekly 15-minute review to prune stale branches and tighten loose policies. Also, flip the default: no direct writes from agents. Everything goes through the gateway. Expect a week of friction while people stop bypassing the process, and you tune policies so they block the bad but not the normal changes.
On results, the paper is primarily architectural with prototype demonstrations. The authors show controlled demos where concurrent agent writes are detected and retried correctly, policies block disallowed operations, and full provenance lets you reproduce an outcome end-to-end. They discuss qualitative overhead from policy checks and lineage capture, but don't report large-scale throughput benchmarks or cost curves. Evaluation is in staged scenarios rather than production traces, so think of it as evidence the mechanics work, with a roadmap calling for standardized benchmarks and wider integrations.
So the takeaway for listeners: you can expect faster incident resolution because you can trace a weird dashboard back to the exact agent run, fewer bad writes because policies block them up front, and reproducibility because every step is recorded. But we don't yet have hard numbers on how it scales. Mark, temper that for the messy real world. What should teams realistically expect in month one?
You'll feel a small latency tax on writes and plan evaluations. which is fine for batch and analyst workflows. Initial policies will be too loose or too strict. Plan for a couple of tight feedback loops to tune them. Tagging sensitive columns will be incomplete at first, so some lineage will look fuzzy until you clean it up. Cost alerts will surface surprising hotspots. That's a good thing, but it means a few prompt refactors. And even with provenance, human triage doesn't vanish. You still need someone to review diffs and decide when to roll back versus fix forward. Closing thought from the field. This benefits data mature teams that already run a lakehouse with ACID tables and have multiple agents or pipelines writing to shared datasets, especially in regulated domains or revenue-impacting workflows. If you're still in scrappy POC mode with one agent and CSVs, it's overkill. If you're scaling to cross-team agents and audits, it's the safety net you'll wish you had before the first incident.
In one line, the paper makes agent actions first-class, auditable transactions in your lakehouse so you can ship faster without losing control. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for Arxiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.
Prêt à l'emploi. Les transactions et contrôles de concurrence du Lakehouse, l'authentification centralisée, le logging audit, les contrôles d'accès ABAC standard. Mûr mais à surveiller. ABAC fin au niveau colonne ligne et lineage exhaustif. C'est viable, mais demande une gouvernance de métadonnées sérieuse. Expérimental. L'orchestration d'agents nativement gouvernés avec politique dynamique et évaluateur automatique de fidélité, les rollbacks multisystèmes et la génération automatique de politiques. Ça marche en démo et pilote, mais en full prod à grande échelle, ça nécessite encore du durcissement.
Super clair. On a la photo technique et les garde-fous, on voit aussi ce qui reste fragile. On passe au cas d'usage pour rendre tout ça très concret dans une vraie équipe. Allez, si on l'appliquait dans une vraie équipe, Marc, tu nous décris un cas simple et très opérationnel.
En vrai, le plus demandé, c'est le rapport financier mensuel. L'utilisateur clique « Générer M1 ». L'agent lit les tables ventes et coûts dans le Lakehouse, avec des permissions au niveau colonne, les champs pays sont masqués pour son rôle. Avant chaque lecture, il fait un check de politique. Avant l'écriture du PDF et d'une table d'agrégat, il vérifie via l'OCC qu'aucune version n'a changé. L'export PDF et l'envoi Slack passent par des outils autorisés, sans accès Internet. Pour la partie sensible, publication au dossier Finance Board, il demande une approbation humaine dans le ticketing. Tout est logé, table source avec version, calcul, coût latence et l'identité de la personne à l'origine.
Parfaitement concret. Et voilà, on pousse le curseur avec un cas plus avancé.
On a fait un pilote prévision de demande. Plusieurs agents coordonnés. Un agent préparation lance des transformations et des checks qualité. Un agent training entraîne le modèle. Un agent déploiement propose une mise en prod Canary. Chaque étape est bornée. Outils limités, quotas et politiques différentes pour lire le feature store, écrire dans le modèle registry et modifier un endpoint. Deux garde-fous clés. Approbation humaine pour la promotion Canary prod et rollback automatique si les métriques de garde, latence, cost ou dérive dépassent un seuil. Sans ça, on a vite des collisions entre qui écrivent et training qui lit.
Ces deux cas collent à l'article. Pour le rapport, les politiques s'appliquent à chaque outil. Read table, write table, export PDF. L'OCC évite les écrasements et l'audit relie le PDF aux versions exactes des tables. Pour la prévision, l'orchestrateur d'agents joue une saga multi-étapes. Chaque commit de feature ou de modèle est transactionnel. Et si le canari échoue, la compensation remet le pointeur du registry sur la version précédente. Les politiques séparent bien lecture features et écriture endpoint, avec des approbations là où le risque est plus élevé. Côté concurrence, ils recommandent des verrous logiques fins, par ressources, plutôt qu'un gros verrou global, pour ne pas bloquer les autres pipelines. Sur les résultats rapportés, les auteurs évaluent dans un environnement assez contrôlé, workload synthétique et un bac à sable d'entreprise. Ils regardent la faithfulness des agents. Les actions reflètent-elles la donnée et l'intention, la latence bout en bout, le coût d'exécution et l'overhead dû à la gouvernance, policy checks, logs, juge LLM quand ils sont utilisés. Comparé à une baseline avec orchestrateur externe et permission large, ils observent moins de conflits d'écriture et moins d'actions non conformes aux politiques, au prix d'un surcoût mesurable en latence et en coût. Pas de benchmark public standard ici, et les tests sont très encadrés, donc à prendre comme des tendances plutôt que des chiffres universels.
Traduit en bénéfices concrets. Pour une équipe, ça fait moins d'erreurs invisibles qui coûtent des heures à diagnostiquer, des rapports traçables de bout en bout et une publication plus sereine parce qu'on sait qui a fait quoi et sous quelles règles. On accepte un petit ralentissement pour gagner en confiance et en auditabilité.
Et en vrai, attendez-vous à un démarrage un peu plus lent. Il faut nettoyer le catalogue, taguer les colonnes sensibles, configurer l'IDP et les politiques et former les équipes. Les premières semaines, on voit des refus d'action parce que les politiques sont trop strictes ou mal mappées. Une fois stabilisé, ça évite beaucoup de firefighting. Mais il faut garder une observabilité active et des budgets pour l'inférence et les évaluateurs. Ma conclusion terrain, ceux qui en profitent le plus, ce sont les boîtes avec un lakehouse déjà discipliné. Catalogue à jour, data quality, des contraintes réglementaires et plusieurs équipes qui se marchent dessus sur les mêmes données. Conditions clés, partir petit, un flux, quelques outils, des politiques simples, puis élargir. Et toujours lier chaque action d'agent à une identité claire.
En une phrase, cet article apporte une manière pragmatique d'intégrer des agents qui agissent directement dans le lakehouse avec la même rigueur de concurrence et de gouvernance que pour des jobs de prod. Pour finir, petit rappel, la version française du podcast est dispo via le flux RSS sur nbelotti.org/iadaily/fr et aussi sur Spotify. Cherchez Arxiv LLM Daily FR. On se retrouve demain pour d'autres actus IA. Belle journée à vous.